It's the Healthy Woman Show on WJR with Marie Osborne and Dr. Jonathan Zaden. Presented by Women's Excellence.
One of the most exhilarating, exciting, and exhausting periods in any woman's life is when a baby enters the picture. It's childbirth. Dr. Jonathan Zaden, Women's Excellence Obstetrics and Gynecology. This is your life, and happy and healthy childbirth is what you are really all about and focused on.
Well, it's really not about my life. It's about my patient's life, and it's about the new life we're bringing into the world. And I mean, it's an amazing phenomenon that we have to offer women when we're obstetrician gynecologists and now midwives giving special care to our patients.
If you've had questions about midwifery or just the whole process of childbirth, stay with us for the next hour. You are listening to the WJR Healthy Women Show. Dr. Jonathan Zaden, Women's Excellence, Obstetrics, Gynecology. You do so much at your office. I mean, I know you deliver babies, and there's so many things that you do there. Can you just touch on a few of the things that your office provides?
Well, I think you're being gracious, but the truth of the matter is we really focus on the specialty care of women, and that encompasses a lot of different things, including bladder control, including endometriosis. We do specialty surgery like robotic surgery. We, you know, are now branching into specialty services to make people's lives better, such as mammography in office, bone density in office. We're doing a lot of things to just really benefit our women patients because we know they're busy. And we know that cost is an option that they consider when they get health care. So even as so much as starting to do some laboratory services in our offices to kind of decrease their cost overall, I mean, will help.
And I know that, of course, childbirth is, you know, such a big cornerstone of what you do and bringing healthy babies into the world and keeping the mom's health and healthy and safe throughout delivery.
I'm sure that we're going to talk about this quite a bit
in our
next segment since we have Danielle Carmanos coming on and our own midwives coming on. But, you know, the number one paramount thing that we do at Women's Excellence and that I'm most proud of is that we treat women the way that we would treat our own families. And I think that's really important in that, you know, we try to make sure that everybody is treated personally. And we, from a gynecologic perspective, make sure that we're not missing things. And we also, from an obstetrical standpoint, make sure that we get safe and healthy babies. And really, if that's the paramount vision that guides you, the rest of it becomes pretty easy. We just branch out and taking care of different things and being more specialized to do exactly what we just said, making sure that people are getting the same care that we would give our own families.
Now, we're going to, again, talk about the Carmanis Center for Natural Childbirth a little bit later in the show. We're thrilled that Danielle Carmanis could join us. It was her, you know, her vision to do this. And you're a big part of that practice there. And midwives are a big part of what happens at the birthing center and in your own practice.
You know, our midwifery service really has exploded, or we deliver more babies with our midwives even than our physicians, but every birth has both a midwife and a physician, unless somebody opts out of the midwifery component.
The reason so that, you get both just walking into the practice.
The reason that that's important, and that is true, that you do get both when you're offered both when you come into the practice. But the reason it's important is because the midwife really serves as your personal concierge to care, right? I mean, they're the people that are there the whole time during your birth and can influence the nurses and inspire you to have the birth the way that you want the birth. They really sit down and try to understand what your goals are and then help you to implement them. Because after all, birth is a natural process, right? And that's what our goal is. And in doing that, it's very important that I mention that we have a very low C-section rate as a result of that. We also, I mean, I think, which I think is very, very important, is that when we deliver babies, you know, naturally or even with medications, we also deliver them in a very safe environment. It's a hospital environment. So people associate so much midwifery with a home birth, and it's so much more than that.
And so really, this is not your mama's birth. This is really a new age of birthing and really women's reproductive health in general, but in particular birthing, this is not how our mothers had babies.
Well, it's in some ways.
In other words, you're more of an advocate for yourself.
In some ways, it may be, because remember, when your mother had a baby, right, there were a lot of people around that she knew that advocated for her. Now you go into a hospital environment, it's a little bit more of a sterile environment, right? And we've given you that concierge person that's your advocate. And having an advocate in a hospital is very, very important. No matter whether you're delivering a baby or you have a family member who's sick, if you have someone and the staff around knows that there's an advocate for that patient, they ultimately always get better care.
If you're listening to us today, you have your own personal women's healthcare professional for you here today, Dr. Jonathan Zaden of the Women's Excellence Obstetrics and Gynecology. And we're going to be joined by Danielle Carmanis and a couple of your midwives. We're talking about birthing today. It is spring after all. Stay with us here on WJR's Healthy Woman Show. As we're talking about childbirth and natural childbirth, we have midwives to talk about this very important topic. We also have Danielle Carmanis joining us. Carmanis Center for Natural Childbirth is really your baby, Danielle.
It is. It's my fifth kid.
Well, Danielle, I mean, what drove you to do this? I think I already know the answer, but tell me, in your words, what mm-hmm. drove you to put a center together like this?
Sometimes as a mom, I get into this mode of saying, I have four kids. I do have a wonderful husband.
I think my wife has four kids. She has two kids, right?
And since I delivered them, I'll say I have four kids. But you know, my husband, of course, is a great father, and he was on board with everything we've done. And all four of our boys were born naturally. The first two, who are now 9 and a half, the twins, of course, and I had them at another hospital. And I had an OB who I loved and had been my OB for many, many years. And in my second trimester, he said, "So, kiddo," because he still called me kiddo, "I'm semi-retired and I don't deliver anymore, but you'll really like my partners." And I had two hospital stays and bed rest and all that. And the partners came in when I was in the hospital one day, and you just feel especially vulnerable. And they said, they didn't say, they told me I was going to have a C-section, and there was no medical reason for it. And I said, and I was by myself.
And you said, "Wait, let's
I said, no.
put the brakes on the train."
I said, "No, I'm not. I'm delivering them naturally." And they looked at each other and they rolled their eyes. And I said, "Oh, and since you rolled your eyes, I'm going to deliver them naturally with no drugs." And they laughed at me. So they told me they would be very preemie. I carried them to 36 and a half weeks.
Not so preemie.
They were 5'14 and 7'3. I delivered them in the OR just in case. I delivered the first. They put him on my chest. I was madly in love. And a few minutes later, they said, "Okay, there's another one." And as soon as they took my firstborn off my chest, all the pain came back, pushed him out. Pete, who was by my side, cut the cords, held my hand the whole time.
And you had a great experience.
And
despite the fact that it was uncomfortable.
I had the best experience. And Pete, if he were here, would tell you I was actually pleasant during the delivery. I think I was just so determined in my defiance, because they thought I couldn't do it, that I wasn't going to let them see me give in or be weak. And
I think there's a little bit of almost like an amnesia for
I think so.
Right? It's, if everybody remembered each and every little aspect and how difficult it was, maybe they wouldn't want to have babies.
Well,
right?
I will tell you, though.
When they're done.
You don't remember pain.
It's an amazing experience.
I will say, you don't remember pain, to the extent that when I delivered our third son, my second pregnancy, I really didn't prepare mentally, because I thought, babies just fall out of me. This is no big deal. And fast forward to me, in the shower, going, "I can't do it." Anyway, after we delivered them, had a wonderful delivery experience, but not the ideal hospital experience. I switched doctors. I switched to Dr. Mark Warner, who's out of Beaumont.
Absolutely.
And
I know Mark well.
Oh, he's so wonderful. There aren't enough words for him. And so I delivered our next sixth son, as I said, at Beaumont, and just had him naturally as well. We just had a very kind of traditional experience in a traditional room,
and
aside from the drugs.
This is, again, before the natural birth center.
This is before the Center for Natural Childbirth. So I think since we've opened the center, one of maybe the most common misconception is that I have delivered kids in the Center for Natural Childbirth. And
right.
I haven't. I keep threatening to go there and take a nap, though, because the rooms and the suites are so lovely. And I have four little boys, and I'm very tired.
I actually saw a patient about 6 months ago, and she told me that exact thing. She said,
I wish
I could go back there and use it as a hotel suite, because they felt like it was like a hotel suite when they were there.
The suites
and
are that
like,
gorgeous.
If I could just get a couple minutes away from my children to take a nap back there, I would love it.
It's true. And so with our third, as I said, he was delivered naturally. He was the one that hurt the most. He was 9 pounds. It was during the transition. At one point, I was sitting on the floor in the shower, and I said, maybe I am going to need drugs. And it was the delivery nurse, and delivery nurses are angels from heaven, who got in the shower with me and grabbed me by the shoulders and said, you can do this. You had twins naturally. You can do this. And it propelled me.
And that's what it took, right?
That's what it took.
That is what it takes.
Like, and I...
That empathy and also that drive, right?
Yeah.
Someone to actually
push you. And the command
you.
Of the whole situation. And the belief in me that I could do it.
Absolutely.
And meanwhile, Pete and Dr. Warner were going, okay, give her the drugs. And it really wasn't what I wanted. And, it, you know, that intense moment did not last very long, and I ended up sending her flowers the next day. Big bouquet of flowers, maybe the biggest I've ever sent, with a note that said to the only person who's allowed to grab me by the shoulders and yell at me, I am so thankful for you.
It's you're vulnerable when you're in that position, but yet you're so it's so rewarding, and the people around you that guide you through it, I mean, they can make all the difference in
the
world.
They really do. Yeah. And we'll talk about that more, because it's really, when we were creating the center, it wasn't just about investing in the bricks and mortar. I mean, we did, and I was hands-on with that, but it was really about investing in people and the nurses and the doctors, because they're everything. They're what really matters to the entire experience.
Well, the way the center is set up, right, it's set up to give people that drive to move ahead and deliver naturally. It's not set up to give up easily.
Right.
And that was probably part of your drive.
Yes. Well, very well said. It was really, I guess in hindsight, I would say every element was very intentionally designed to be inspiring, right? From what you're looking at, the experience when you're walking in, the walking path, but also how you're embraced by the entire team. So when I delivered our fourth son, I knew this time I really had to prepare mentally, and I really wanted to be in one of the traditional, well, that was all they had at the time, the traditional rooms, and only, I think, two had a tub. And I, for some reason, I thought that I needed to be in a tub, and I couldn't deliver in a tub at that time. But I wanted one, and I was calling everybody and saying, how do I get this suite with the tub? And I'll make a gift. I'll buy you another tub if I can somehow book it. I'll do it. You know,
so this
desperation
gift,
does
this
not
really
breed my best
with
luck.
A tub is what I'm hearing.
Yes, and so that's what I did.
That's one expensive tub.
It was a very expensive tub, and it's not, you know, I only share that story because maybe it wasn't my proudest moment, but it all played out pretty well.
Absolutely.
My son, I was in the tub until the last minute. I then had to move to the bed. He was only 3 pushes. He was 11 pounds, 24 inches.
Wow.
Right?
Mm.
I said to Pete, this is where we stop, because they keep getting bigger.
Right.
And, you know, fast forward about 6 months later, we started having these talks with Beaumont about building a center for natural childbirth, and it started with a tub and grew into something so much more. And I think of everything we've ever had been lucky enough to work on, Pete and I together are so excited, and with the entire outcome of the center. And
well, you mentioned something just a second ago. It's a team approach, right? I mean, that is so much in every piece of healthcare. As a matter of fact, that's pretty much all we talk about for quality, right?
Right.
Is how do we get the team together to give the right patient care? How did you see that, you know, coming together? I mean, you're a philanthropist. I mean, you delivered babies, right? But, you know, how did you guide that teamwork approach?
It's such a great question because we really did take into consideration every person who's in the room, including the fathers, right? So for Pete and his experiences, and of course his experiences with cancer, being in a hospital room is it's very difficult. It's very frightening, right? So for him, even though I didn't need any of the necessary or of the medical equipment that is necessary, or it needs to be in close proximity, it was very frightening for him to even see it. So it was important to him that when we were designing the suites, we had all of the emergency medical equipment easily available, but hidden behind cabinets.
And you did that amazing. And that's why the patients are wanting to come back and
take
a nap, because we don't see fire extinguishers all over.
Yeah.
We don't see oxygen tanks.
Exactly.
We don't see any of that, right?
Right.
We see a bed, a very, very nicely decorated unit. It actually looks like a Ritz-Carlton.
It really does. And the medical team was led by Dr. Bahata Singh, who is magic. And he really was very involved from the very beginning. And it was really his inspiration and leadership that helped propel all the education for the medical teams.
Our guest today, Danielle Karmanis, the Karmanis Center for Natural Childbirth. Danielle, we hope you can stay with us a little longer. We want to know more about how that center actually works for the patients. We are back with Danielle Karmanis and Dr. Jonathan Zaden, the Healthy Woman Show. We're talking about the Karmanis Center for Natural Childbirth. Dr. Zaden and Danielle, we heard such great stuff about this new center at Beaumont. But Dr. Zaden, it sounds expensive. It sounds like it's going to cost me as a patient extra money, does it?
It is absolutely not going to cost you anything extra. As a matter of fact, you get a chance to be in a, like I said earlier, a Ritz-Carlton type suite. But it's the same price. It's covered by insurance. There's no special admission fee. What there is an inspiration by the patient and a desire for them to deliver naturally. That's what you have to have. You don't have to have any extra dollars.
If I want to go into the regular hospital to deliver there, can I go to the regular hospital?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's absolutely your choice.
All right.
What they do is they do a pre-screening interview so that people are well aware of what their expectations are going to be when they get to the natural birth center. And that's really, I think, something that maybe you would want to talk about, Danielle, is, you know, what do you want to say to young moms that, you know, they're going to come to deliver and going to do it naturally? Your experience.
Right. Well, that's a great question. And I think to new moms or first-time moms, I mean, at the end of the day, all that matters is having a healthy baby, right? I don't care how you have them, if it's a C-section or drugs or no drugs, who cares? As long as you have a healthy baby, that's what it's all about. I think, you know, I've learned through this process that there are times where there is a little bit of mom competition, right? Oh, you didn't have drugs. Does that make you a better mom?
True.
Right?
True.
It really doesn't.
Having been there, right? Very true.
Or people who had a C-section need to qualify to me. And I said, oh gosh, I don't, hey,
like you
you're
have
a
to
mom.
Defend
you're amazing.
It or something, right?
Right.
Yes.
Or
yes.
There was one woman in particular, and she really wanted to deliver with no drugs, and she was practicing all sorts of techniques, and at the end of the day, she couldn't for whatever reason, and she ended up avoiding me because she was embarrassed.
Oh.
And oh, it hurt my heart, because this is really, for me, the center is really about, as much as you can, taking control of your own story, right? And having that intention. And, you know, I often say that so many of us know the story of when you were born, right? So many of us are lucky enough to hear that story on our birthdays. I still get choked up in this moment thinking about it with my boys, right?
You bet it is.
I know that my mom, when she went into labor with me, was eating a strawberry shortcake ice cream, you know?
And I can tell you the first thing I thought when I saw my own son being delivered, even though I had delivered thousands of babies before that, was that he looked just like my father.
Oh, gosh.
You know what I mean? He had his chubby cheeks, and he looked just like my father when he was born.
Wow.
You know? And so, absolutely, everybody has that
story.
We all have
this.
Right. Each of my boys know when we were driving to the hospital, Pete was listening to hockey, or he made me mad. Or, you know, there was what I was watching, what I was eating. We all have our stories. And a big...
Well, the compelling thing, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but the compelling thing is that, you know, when you went through this, you know, initially with your children, you didn't have this center.
Right.
And what you've given people is an option.
Oh.
And I I can't thank you enough, because as a practicing obstetrician with a large midwifery group, a couple of which we're going to talk to in a little bit, they now have the option to give people an inspiration to get a natural birth, if that's what they desire. And if they don't, they can opt out and go to the natural hospital.
Well, I so appreciate you recognizing that part of this whole story. That was everything to me. And when I was delivering my twins at another hospital, as I said earlier, and I had to switch doctors in the middle of my pregnancy, they tried to take away my story. Right. And I, of course, Pete and I were going to do whatever we needed to do to have healthy babies. But our plan was to deliver these babies naturally with no drugs. And there was not a medical reason why we couldn't. And they.
And in the natural world.
Yeah.
That's exactly
how it's done.
Yeah.
How you would do it. Right. It's not that you were crazy. That's how it was intended to be. Right. I mean, we intervene.
Yeah.
Because safety's paramount. And I
of
do want to talk about that a little bit. But I mean, that's how your story is what the story really should be.
Yes. And of course, Pete is, I'm sure you guys know my husband, Pete Carmanis, is just the most incredible man I know, right? And he's a fierce defender of people, right? And he's so authentic and so genuine. And I think my superpower, if I could define one, or what I hope it would be, and I don't know if it's because I'm, a Taurus or Irish or whatever, is I cannot handle seeing anyone victimized or bossed around or told what to do. So when that was my experience at another hospital, and I had a chance to hopefully not necessarily change the narrative, but change I don't know if it was even an intention to change things. It was really about me feeling extremely protective of these hundreds and thousands of women who I might not ever meet. These women who I know, when I was laying in my hospital bed and arguing with these doctors, not everybody can do that. There are many people that if a doctor comes in and says, this is what you're going to do, that's what you do.
And typically, right, doctors are very authoritative.
They are.
We've trained a lot to, give our opinion.
Yeah.
And when we have an opinion, it is truly that, right? Mm-hmm. You experience that. And that just because one doctor would do it one way doesn't mean that another doctor wouldn't do it another way.
Right.
And it doesn't mean that there is a less safe or a more safe way, because a lot depends on the environment, and labor is a constantly changing phenomenon. I always consider labor like the weather.
Mm-hmm.
One minute it's going fine, and the next minute you really don't know what's going to happen.
Well, and you're so exceptional that you are so open and embracing to all of this. And I realized,
and that's really why we wanted midwives in our practice.
Sure.
Because we felt that so many times that the doctor is influenced by a lot of different things.
That I was going to say that
and
next,
the,
right.
The midwives have a tendency to be focused purely on birth.
Absolutely.
And that's a great phenomenon for them, because when they're on labor and delivery, like, we set our midwives up so that they're there the whole day and they deliver babies. That's what they do. They're not worried about other things that they're able to do, like gynecologic exams, but when they're in the labor and delivery, they're focused on those patients, and that's it.
Yeah. And these women are so amazing. And at the center, we have, I think, a 99% patient satisfaction rating. So, I mean, I feel like I have to repeat that, because when you stop and think about a hospital with a 99% patient satisfaction rating, you're talking about delivery with no drugs, which hurts a lot.
Right.
Right. And they're so satisfied with their experience.
Right. A little bit of that is what we talked about earlier, right?
Right.
A little pregnancy amnesia.
A little bit, And the preparation and the team.
Gift.
It's so
birth is the most important relationship you ever get.
And, as I was saying a little bit earlier, I feel so protective of all of these new moms, and giving them the right to be, it's so important for yourself and for your kids and your loved ones to be your own best advocate, right? So I have a son who has severe asthma, severe allergies, and we've probably been to 17 different doctors with him now, and he's going to be fine, but I'm his person, and we'll keep, and he doesn't feel like a sick kid. That's important to note, but we'll keep on keeping on until we're satisfied with the answers. And I think with this, even protecting the new moms and the birth mothers who I'll never meet, I feel so protective of them being able to dictate their story and have that experience and have the option to be their own best advocate. And as I was saying earlier, you know, taking ownership of that birth story for their child. So we actually left, we didn't leave, we placed journals in all of the suites, and I wrote each of the moms a note, and it gives them a chance to write down the their story and the experience, because there is a little bit of the amnesia, right? And you suddenly get home and things start just kind of dissipating
baby, right?
A bit, right?
Yeah,
and you have a baby,
right?
And so.
Well, I think that the fact that, you know, you've really left a legacy, both you and Pete, because what you've done is you've given people that option to follow their dream and accomplish it. And not too many times do you get that option in many hospitals. And so would you think about maybe bringing this out to other hospitals now that you've done this through BOMA?
How's your prototype?
Oh, I think it would be amazing. More access for more women. I would love to see that. Absolutely.
Well, I know I'm putting you on the spot. I didn't mean to do that, but I just think that it's something unique. And, and you know, I almost feel like it's of poor taste not to make it a little bit more prevalent around other hospitals.
Oh, I would love to see
it. Maybe even in the geographic location, but, you know, it could be a model for hospitals all over the country.
I would love that. I would love to see it be an inspiration. I'll tell you quickly, when we started designing the space, and in hindsight, I wonder if maybe Beaumont was hoping we were just going to write a check and walk away, but it's not the way we work.
Right.
So I was at the design meetings, and they walked in with a board and said, they said, here's what we want to do, because this is what other hospitals are doing. And I said, this is amazing, because this is everything we're not going to do. We're not going to have seafoam and mauve in any of the rooms. Here are pictures of the guest room at our home, at our house. And it's one of my favorite rooms. And I designed it. It's my happy place. Let's make the suites look like this. And then that kind of became the catalyst for everything.
So this wasn't just a gift. This was personal for you.
It was.
And I think that's what our listeners will want to know, is that this was really a personal experience that you had that you wanted to give to everyone else. And you felt that, you know, just because of your name, you kind of had a little bit more say maybe with the doctors and nurses in those rooms at that time. But you wanted to make sure that everyone can get that same say. And I think you've done that.
We're talking to Danielle Karmanis with the Karmanis Center for Natural Childbirth. Dr. Zaden, you talked about childbirth, a constantly changing phenomenon. And we're going to talk more about that. We're bringing in a couple of midwives from the Birthing Center and continue here on WJR, The Healthy Woman Show. As we continue here on the Healthy Women Show, we want to bring in two very important pieces, Danielle and Dr. Zaden, to the Karmanis Center for Natural Childbirth, and that is your midwives. Danielle, you're always talking about how important the midwives are. We brought two of them in here today. Barb Crone, Laura Smuts, welcome to WJR and Healthy Women.
Thank you, Marie, for having us here today.
And Dr. Zaden, I know Danielle had this passion to open, obviously, this Birthing Center for Natural Childbirth. And you also had a passion for childbirth. Obviously, it's the center of your life and what you do, but also for midwifery.
Well, I have to tell you that when I worked in, when I trained in Chicago at Rush Presbyterian, one of the big things that I saw was a collaboration between a midwife and a group. And I saw so much great care by that midwife that I always thought that we should have, you know, a midwife in our group of women's excellence. However, you know, I realized that what we really needed was a true group of midwives, not just one or two midwives. What they had had back in the day in Chicago was one midwife that kind of covered, and she was just the nicest and most empathetic person. So we decided we'd make an entire group of midwives, and it's been really a smashing success, because Barb has done a great job not only recruiting midwives, but also, you know, giving them guidance so that they could really do their own craft.
And this is this something that's really taken off, in my view, in the last, what, 10 years or so, that the use of midwives, or is it still relatively new for a lot of people?
Well, I could defer this, sure, to Barb and Laura, but the practice of midwifery is not new.
No. Well, that practice is not new, but certainly.
But sometimes the public perception of midwifery kind of comes around,
but
or
to bring
anything
it into
comes
a regular obstetrics practice like yours, that's sort of a new territory.
Well, there's not a lot of practices that have, you know, a full group of midwives that can cover all the time. And so, and I think that's what makes us special, is that we have people that, when you are in the midwifery service, this, you're going to get a midwife and you're going to get that extra care. And like we talked about even with the suites, you know, we have the perfect storm. We have these amazing Ritz-Carlton type suites, and we have the ability to be delivered by a midwife, which is your concierge for care, and you have a doctor backup. So, I mean, the combination of it is great.
Barb, what makes a great midwife in your mind? Because you help put this team together. So what makes a great midwife?
Well, there are multiple things that go into making a great midwife. First of all is her education. In our practice, we have only certified nurse midwives. These midwives are educated first as a nurse. All of them have a bachelor's of science in nursing. And then they have an advanced degree in midwifery, in nurse midwifery. And that in and of itself. So these are educated women. It can be men. In our practice, it just happens to be all women. But so they have a really good scientific background. They have a really good educational background. And then the other piece that goes to it is that they have a passion. We've been very fortunate that we have a very passionate group of women who really like each other. We nurture that, and we midwife our midwives. And consequently, then, we are comfortable midwifing our patients. I would like to add at this time even that, you know, when Dr. Zaden said about, you know, working collaboratively, we all believe in a collaborative model. And even way back when Dr. Zaden had that vision of where we were going to go with this, and I interviewed for the position, I said to him, it's not about good midwifery care, it's not about good medical care, it's about good maternity care. And how fortunate for us, and all of the midwives in our group had seen the unit that we were going to have the privilege of practicing in, to be able to offer a unit for those women who truly were looking for a low-risk, low-intervention setting, we could provide that at Beaumont through the Carmano Center.
And well, I have to tell you, I mean, this is full circle. So, I mean, we just talked about this earlier, about mm-hmm. a team approach. I mean, and it doesn't just end with us. I mean, it doesn't end with us as the physician and us as the midwives, but it also, it really ends at all the nurses that are involved and all the ancillary people, even the people that transport people that bring food. I mean, it's very important that we have a team approach, and I think that we really do get a good team approach.
Laura, for you, how important is it that you're working in a place like the Carmano Center for Natural Childbirth? I mean, you could have done midwifery anywhere, really.
Right. It's a great environment to work in. Like we were saying about the team approach, one of the best things is the nurses who are working over there want to be there. They're interested in natural birth. So, you know, we are a busy practice, and being in Carmanos, I can know that, you know, if I have more than one mother in labor, I can, you know, have faith in the nurses that are taking great care of the patients, supporting them throughout labor. Obviously, we have incredible resources over in Carmanos. We have, you know, all the birthing balls, the birthing stools. You know, women are pretty comfortable there, and we utilize every part of those rooms. So it's definitely a special place.
I have to interject. I just want to make sure that, you know, our listeners know, right? Do you feel that it's safe?
There's no delay. If someone were to need an emergency section, we're just as close to the operating rooms over in Carmanos as on the labor floor, if not closer. So we don't see any sort of delay. One of the benefits of being over at Carmanos is that we have our space. You know, we have a sacred birth room. But if there's any sort of emergency, we have a room full of medical staff within seconds. So it's definitely...
I think all three of us need to thank Danielle for her contribution, because not only did she develop these suites that are so beautiful, but she also developed them with safety in mind. Yeah. So, I mean, that was very important for her and for her husband. And she's made it a great environment all the way around for us to practice in. I think we're really lucky to be there.
Thank you. And I have to tell you how much I appreciate you and both of you. I mean, I was thinking Pete might not like this interview because listening to you speak, I kind of want another baby. But I'm 1,004 is good. But really, Dr. Z, I wouldn't say you're selling yourself short. I would think you're being a little modest, because really what you're talking about is everything you've done I think you're a visionary. I mean, Pete and I'm very proud of what we've done with the center, but it really, to be a success, it required the support of you and each of you and really providing access to the community. Because, you know, if we just built a building and nobody came, it's not a success, right? So you, all three of you and your entire team are really the ones who have made it very actively available to the community. And we were talking earlier about how important it's always been for me to be your own best advocate, right? Or take ownership of your story. If you want to try and deliver without drugs, you should try and deliver without drugs. And as long as it's medically safe, no one should take that option away from you. And as much as I could with the resources I had, I tried to make that option available. But it was really the midwives and your practice that have, like I said, made it available in a very, very safe way, which of course is the highest priority. Healthy babies at the end of the day, however they get here, that's what we all want.
That is exactly what we want to do at Women's Excellence, is get healthy kids. Barb and I talk about that all the time. It's all about getting a healthy kid, right? And so I'm really thankful that you say that. I quote a book, but, you know, I don't, put the fabric together or the clothes I wear. I don't do all of those things. I didn't build roads. We have all those things paved for us ahead, and we're able to kind of use those things to grow something great, and that's what innovation's all about. Yeah. And I believe that you've kind of paved the road to success for having a natural birth. And, you know, we can't thank you enough, because as I said to you earlier off mic, a lot of these women would never have this opportunity if it wasn't for that center. Mm-hmm. And it's very, you know, it's very important. You've touched so many lives already and will continue to do so by, you know, the vision that you put in place.
Oh, thank you very much. And listening to the midwives, Marie, you had asked earlier if this was a new practice. And of course, it's been around from
forever.
The beginning of forever.
Yeah, for women.
But, you know, my boys are 9.5, 8, and 6. And I delivered all of them without drugs, and I didn't know about midwives or having access. And
right.
It just makes me so thankful. And to hear how you practice, that it's the maternal care, prioritizing that, just makes my heart explode. But then also hearing you talk about safety as a priority, and that all of your midwives have nursing degrees it's the dream.
Danielle, we want to thank you so much for being here today and giving us such an insight into the Carmenis Center for Natural Childbirth. You've changed so many lives, and I hope you'll come back and join us again to talk more about it. Barb Krohn, our midwives, and Laura Smuts, thanks for joining us. Dr. Zaden, you wanted to wrap up today to talk a little bit about, this is a special month in your practice.
Well, it's Endometriosis Awareness Month, and I just wanted to talk a little bit about the fact that, you know, to get patients into the Carmano Center, many of these people have endometriosis.
Right.
It's one of the things that we do with infertility. So we operate on people that have complicated endometriosis, which ultimately allows them to become pregnant. We're going to be doing that on our next show, where we're going to talk to actual patients that have gotten pregnant who maybe had tried for 15 years before and then got pregnant after robotic surgery for endometriosis. It's an important disease, and I thought that it'd be at least a very important time to recognize Endometriosis Awareness Month, since it is in March.
Thanks, Dr. Zaden, for joining us today, and thank you for listening. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Healthy Woman Show here on WJR. We'll see you again next month.
The Healthy Woman Show with Marie Osborne and Dr. Jonathan Zaden has been presented by Women's Excellence. Thank you.